A rural municipality, a construction company and two individuals found out that getting rid of demolition waste the wrong way is not just bad for the environment but also the pocketbook. On May 30, the RM of Wheatlands, Morsky Industrial Services and Parkbeg area landowners Dale Young and Aaron Lambert pleaded guilty to charges under the Environmental Management and Protection Act in Moose Jaw Provincial Court. Fines and surcharges totaled $70,000. On December 16, 2022, a caller to the Turn-In Poachers and Polluters tip line reported unlawful burning near the community of Parkbeg, approximately 60 kilometers west of Moose Jaw. Conservation officers investigated and found that several houses in Parkbeg had been demolished and the resulting waste hauled to two nearby properties. At one site, materials were dumped in a pit and burned, including toxic materials like asphalt shingles, painted lumber and other construction waste. The concrete foundations were dumped at the second site. Following guilty pleas, the RM of Wheatlands, Morsky Industrial Services and Dale Young were each fined $21,000. Aaron Lambert was fined $7,000. All the money will go to the province's impacted sites fund. Improper waste disposal can be dangerous to human health, as well as pose serious environmental risks, the Ministry of Environment says. Construction and demolition waste, other than clean wood, is illegal to burn because of the dangerous pollutants they emit and the contamination they leave behind. The Ministry of Environment works with municipalities to identify options for proper disposal of demolition waste, recognizing the significant costs that can be involved. If you suspect wildlife, fisheries, forestry or environmental violations, please call Saskatchewan's tip line at 1-800-667-7561. Violations can also be reported online at saskatchewan.ca/tip. You can remain anonymous and may be eligible for cash rewards from the Sask Tip Reward Program. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.